Well, NECA's at it again. Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I am your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined by the founder of the NECA Illuminati, the delayer of shipments, the procrastinator of pre-orders, the perfect person, the two-time daddy, my YouTube wife, Mrs. Modern Toy Fair, Jamar _ Games. But that's not all. I am joined by the newest member of the Modern Toy Fair family, the consumer of all things vile, one of the former co-hosts of the Figuratively Speaking podcast, Corey. And last but not least, I am joined by the man known as Bearded Spice, the man Modern Toy Fair has full custody over, the man Optimus Prime popped and he refuses to stop, the Twilight Knight, the Master of Mac, the three-pump chump of taking the show off the rails, Nate. How are you guys doing this week?
Hello there.
Fantastic. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm cold. Are you chilly?
Explain the hoodie.
I am. It's. Yeah, but the temperature is regulated or whatever because it's finished. So like.
Finished doing what?
I don't know. But I was outside today. It was cold. It was rainy. It was not like it was yesterday.
Not at all.
All right. So real quick, you've probably noticed by now that the audio isn't matching my video. So for the first couple minutes here, something happened because we had to switch the way we record now that we're doing four people. And for whatever reason, it wasn't recording my audio. So I am voiceovering this part later in post-production. So this week we were discussing the new NECA sewer dio for Donnie's laboratory. It went up for pre-order at the time of recording. It's once again $300 plus shipping. You do get technically, I think, more pieces, like accessory wise, than you did previously, but it's a lot smaller stuff. And it just kind of really is surprising, one, that this is getting made, because they said if the other one didn't perform well, then they wouldn't do another. So either a lot of people did not vote with their dollars and just complained online but then still bought it, or maybe they made more than we thought, or the threshold was a lot smaller. So this week I wanted to talk about if this offering was more worth it.
Did any of you guys get the first one?
No, we were all no. Such fans of the last one too, which is ironic. No, I mean, it's gonna happen. I hope they continue with the line. Like, I hope they continue to make more, and someone has the perfect diorama set up in their basement or house or whatever they have it. But every time, it's just gonna constantly be sticker shock with these prices of being $300. And if they continue with this, I feel like it's just gonna go up even more over time. So like, it's just wild. It's insane. I do feel like technically you get more on this, right?
I'm gonna take it away. No way, no how. I couldn't justify the last one, so this one's definitely it's cool for who's gonna get it, but man, that's kind of ridiculous in that price. I'm waiting for the not bootleg, the third party ramen toys sewer playset. It's gonna be $150 and triple the size. Sorry to advertise the not bootleg stuff.
I feel like it's going to come up eventually.
We talked about it last time. I'm pretty sure what the episode was, this versus that. So I'm kind of right there with you. I'm still going to hold out for that. It sucks though, because it looks really good. I just wish the price was more reasonable.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's just a backdrop. Like, it's not. It would almost be more reasonable if it came with like an exclusive figure and would like carry that, you know, that completest responsibility with it. You know, people would be like, oh, now I have to get it because it comes with, you know, Splinter with sunglasses on, or I don't know, like something unique to it. It would justify the price more because, you know, plastic walls and plastic floor is not not worth $300 to me.
Yeah, especially in comparison to the city dio they did. Like, if you compare the size of that and also just in general how flimsy some of the pieces felt for that, they'd have to completely, like, do a night and day difference for me to feel even close to it being worth more than that.
And I bought two of those.
Technically, I think I bought three over time, because I bought the one for the movie, one for the tune, and then I bought one of the daytime ones.
And do you have none of them?
Yep.
Yeah.
How do you move something like that, like, to someone else? Like, is that just a local pickup?
Oh no, that was shipping. Yeah, shipping was a nightmare. And of course, my as you can see, one of my lights just fell.
Okay, I thought that was
one. Yeah, tonight's just riddled with problems. So,
I think your house is.
I think you guys are being ridiculous on this. I think this is awesome. I think it's totally worth the money. I think it's obvious where all the money went into. You know, it's packed with. I can't even try.
I was like, this is a bit, right? Like, there's no way he's serious.
Like, I was sitting here trying to be like, okay, well, how can I disagree? How can I fight about this? And I couldn't even come up with, like, this is preposterous to me. Like, on $300. So already you are $665 if you count that stupid
portal
thing that I got suckered in.
And if you add in the $60 for the accessory pack to get the TV and stuff.
Oh, there's that too, which I didn't do. Well, I did, but then I didn't.
Yeah.
I gave it to you guys. And you're right. Obviously, they must have made enough of the first one. I don't know of anybody who got one. Do you guys know, like, either personally or virtually, like, have any acquaintances or people that you talk to that got one?
No, not at all. No. I mean, BFC didn't get one, right?
It's not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, he'd be the only person I would have thought of. But like,
yeah, I would have.
I mean, I've seen people in, like, some little groups, Discord, other Discord servers I'm in that have been, like, pretty excited about this and, you know, ordering two of, like, the last one and getting this one. So it's definitely people that exist, obviously, right? But I'm just curious of, like, the quality. I don't know if that's where you're kind of going, but I wonder if it's, like, really, really, really good quality, because I haven't heard anyone scream from the rafters that this is, like, legit. That's the only
thing. Right. Like, I mean, I'm looking at the city scenes or whatever, because they're right next to me, because I have the movie one and the cartoon one still. They're both nice.
Well, yeah, but that one just came with so many accessories.
Yeah, it did. It came with a lot of extras. And, like, I think these can sit on top of those, so it's, like, that wide. And, like, yeah, I get that that's kind of big or whatever, but it feels like you've still got way more here than with three walls and a floor. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm crazy, and I'm speaking, you know, with the experience of not having one. I just have a hard time. I mean, the His tank was $350, and, you know, it's roughly maybe the same size, but, like, it does a bunch of stuff. Like, you open it and, like, people go inside it. Plus, I got people to go inside it just to go with Corey.
Got several people.
I'm having exclusive figures of some kind, some sort of variant or repaint or something.
It lights up.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's parts that you can swap out for different parts. Like, this barely gives you parts. Like,
yeah.
Not even a rug.
Yeah. Well, I got a rug from, you had to get your rug from the splinter, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't even, you have to, I mean, yeah, I guess you have to have all your stuff to fill it out, but you don't even get all the stuff
with it
when you get it. Cause, like you guys said,
You get a rug with it. The first one you did get a rug. You got the little turtle shell rug. So that
Not the big, so you didn't get the actual other
You didn't get the karate floor rug, no.
Yeah.
I'm changing my mind. I'm getting it now.
Well, that was, it's too late. That one's gone.
Oh, yeah. That was long.
Yeah.
If you're getting that one, you're spending probably like 500 instead of 300.
Well, so hopefully anyone who orders this and needs their portal, hit me up.
This is all a ploy to sell Nate's portal.
Yep. He's like, this is a great idea, guys. If you need a portal, though, I got you.
Hit me in the comments.
Coming up.
So I have to wonder, like, there has to be a minimum order on these for them to even make it, right? Mm-mm. And
maybe they're not telling us that, but there has to be.
They said since the beginning that they are going to make it no matter what with the pre-orders. Right.
So they're gonna make however many they needed to make. Right. So they'll have, you know.
And I can't say for this, but there's been other things that NECA has made recently that have been made to order items that are not, because so I have a friend of mine and he picked up the Loot Crate Monsters figures that are based off of the Burger King Happy Meal. So they're like recolors of the Universal Monsters. And I was over at his house last weekend and I'm looking at the Frankenstein and the creature. And I'm like, man, these are just so cool. I wish I would have got them. And he was like, well, all I did was I contacted Loot Crate and was like, hey, I missed out on those. Can I still buy some? And they totally straight up were like, yep, just buy two crates. And just in the message, just say which ones you want and we'll ship them out to you. Like, it wasn't even like an exclusive thing. And then so I tried it and I was like, hey, which Universal Monsters crates do you have? And they totally sent me an email back and were like, yep, we have all of them in stock. Just order as many crates as you want and then just put in the comments like which ones you want and then we'll ship them to you. I was like, wow, like that was like super easy. And then I realized, I was like, never mind, I don't want to.
All right then.
I logic like kicked in and I was like, I already own like one set of these Universal Monsters. They have like four now out there. I was like, I don't need clear creature from the Black Lagoon. What am I thinking? So I didn't do it, but yeah, they were just like, yeah, go ahead. So I don't know about this, like maybe in 5 years we're gonna see a bunch of these at Ollie's or something, you know, just like hanging out, because something's gonna get shipped somewhere, you know. costumes.com is all of a sudden
that's
gonna
probably
have them.
Yeah, that's probably more than likely.
Yeah,
or they're when they're set up at shows and stuff like that. I do want to say though, like, we're having fun kind of shitting on it, and because that's what we do, and I stand by our right to shit on it because it's our right. But if this is your thing, cool, man. If you look at this and say, yes, I want to $2.99, they're ripping me off. Like, if that's how you feel, then great. I am so happy for you. But this is just not for me.
Clarify real quick. You said $2.99, they're ripping me off. Like, was that a slip or were you just making a joke?
Freudian slip.
Oh, I meant to say that
I'm ripping. That's what I thought you were trying to say, but then I thought maybe you were just sticking with the bit. And
but yeah, it might be more of a Freudian slip. Oh, you know, either way. Yeah.
It's so expensive that you can't even joke about I'm ripping them off. That's what I'm getting from this.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You know what I would have paid $300 for is a NECA version of the original Playmates one, like to make it look like that, like have a cityscape on top, you know, all of the kind of actiony features. That would be more fun for me anyway.
Well, I guess you could. You would just need one of these, one of the other ones, two of the cityscapes. So that's 900 plus the accessory set, plus the I can get you a deal on.
So you got a good deal on the portal.
On the portal. Yeah, you're looking at $1,000 for your ultimate. You can do it.
You could, but it wouldn't have that telephone pole swing like the original. With for $1,000, I would hope.
Like, couldn't they have added that, like, as a fun little... I just... The lack of anything, like, extra or, like... I don't know. Like, I... Honestly, when you were talking about this, Michael, I didn't even look at this yet. You actually do get a ceiling slash...
You get a foam core, like, piece that sits on top, set when the city can sit, or the... Yeah.
That way we're not like incorrect.
Let me retract my statement.
that changes everything.
Like
Foam core?
From what I can tell, yeah. I haven't seen one in person, but it looks like it's foam core.
Is it officially licensed foam core?
Probably.
So I just went to the website before we started recording. And I was thinking this was like a little add-on to the sewer set. So I legitimately was not expecting another $299. So I'm scrolling through these pictures to be like, what am I getting here? And literally it's just like computer components,
the layout,
a table picture. And some
it feels like there's more there than the last one at least, but
they gotta be like, all right, how?
Yeah.
Or this is going to be in such low numbers that the factory was like, yeah, it's going to be this, and this, and they're making like $8 on each one, but I doubt it.
I can't see them making it at that point because they don't give a fuck enough to be like, well, we're going to fucking make $8 per thing.
Yeah, and I hate to be that guy that says it should cost this, so I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say what I think it should cost, because I don't know anymore.
I'll say what I would pay for it.
I would pay for it, I would not pay more than $100 for it, to me.
I'd say one.
But that's just me. Like,
I was going to say $200 at least.
That's just, it's just a big shoebox / aquarium kind of thing.
Those are expensive. You know.
Yeah.
Have you bought an aquarium? They ain't cheap.
I mean, I've
also made of glass.
A few over my lifetime, and maybe I should have spent a little more. Let's just say that. I don't know.
Poor fish. One thing that we could say, and we maybe could swing this a little bit positive, is that maybe products like this are maybe they're making a decent enough profit, hypothetically, that it can help to soften the blow for all of the things of, like, you know, declining possible sales and stuff like that. So where they're making some money back that can allow them to continue dumping more money into, like, the Ultimates line. So giving us more last running figures for sure, or, you know, maybe letting them tinker in different properties or something. That's the only thing I could think of.
I feel like, though, the Ronin line is so successful that it's funding itself. Like, let's be honest.
I know,
here.
But I'm just trying to make it a positive spin on it.
I think almost all of them are, except maybe those, like, weird colored comic book ones. Those ones seem to be sitting around a while. But, man, like, where are the Mighty Mutanimals? I want the rest of those guys.
Yeah, I haven't really heard much.
Yeah, they kind of...
The lack of stuff that was on the 12 days of downloads this year was shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to look forward to, and the fact that, you know, we don't have Toy Fair right now. Maybe this is it. And again, for some fans, you know, this is awesome. This is all they buy, and they're so excited for this, and that's great. And I hope it does fund other things. I hope it is successful. It's just, you know, it's
I just
not
see
for
a,
me.
A Technodrome, like, I just want to see it happen.
I know. So you don't want to buy it because it's going to be like $400.
I know.
But you want to see it.
$400? You think it'll be
$400? The turtle van was $250, and that's going to be twice the size of
it. It'll be like, I'm going to say like $500 is what I
would
say.
Oh, see,
that's the other thing, too. The turtle van being $250 and this being $300, I just.
Yeah.
You know, you could put the turtle van inside of.
Barely. Like, that's like. That's a fucking close gap.
It's still similar, and there's just so much more going on there. Now, granted, I never looked at mine, but I just feel like because I paid for that one, I did buy that one, so like I must have saw the value there where I'm not seeing it here. Yeah. But at the same time, if this is the only way that something like this gets made, because you know we could easily turn this around into something that each of us cares about, although this is weird because Ninja Turtles and Jamar are still like not having it.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of like, you know, if they came out with like a $400, you know, Death Star thing that I could, you know, put on top, I probably would buy it. Like,
but it wouldn't even be to scale at that point. It would be like the old stuff where like back in the day where your figures looked like massive inside there.
Well, because
Death Star's probably a bad.
They would sell it in 3¾-inch.
Yeah, but that's still, like, to have it in scale, it'd be the size of the fucking room you're in.
Well, not,
he's
like,
being,
not
he's
like
got
actual
yeah.
scale Death Star, but I'm saying, like, they came out with, like, a modular
like
system
a floor
that you could, like,
so put, the like, outside didn't necessarily area. Look like it, but they, like, had, like spots.
Yeah, you had
okay.
the... Yeah, you had the different spots from the different movie that you could like modularly
in my head
on top of
I was thinking about
the entire
back in the 90s when they had like the itty bitty Star Wars figures and they had the little like half dome for the Death Star and it opened up.
No.
But they still looked massive in it because you know
No, like and, you know, but I still don't know if I could pay $300 for a room.
Yeah, that's, I think, the biggest hang-up is, I don't know who mentioned this, Michael, but I know someone, it was me, you, and some other person, where they said, like, you are, you know, photography's your thing for, like, toys. So that adds more value to a set like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, like, I am the turtle guy. I'm gonna, if I was to get this, it would just be like, cool, put it on my shelf, put the, alright, that's it. But then also, because of size restraints that I have on my own, like, you know, thing, I'm not going to want to put like five characters into that little space there. So now it's like, now I have to put them somewhere else. Now I can't have them do this, but like, it just becomes more of an encumberment versus like an enjoyment sort of thing. But I could, I can't say that I don't see the value. I don't see their value, but I could see why you would want this in your collection, especially like if all you collected was like the animated, like the Toon stuff and you weren't like into The Last Ronin and, like, you know, the movie Turtles and stuff like that, and you have been buying everything, this is, like, kind of making a killer display. But, like...
I will say on that note, if all I collected was Turtles, in general, I'd probably consider it. Because I would have, like, I wouldn't have as much money going out. Like, with me, I have Mafex, where I'm spending $100 almost per figure if I don't get them from the import sites. So, if I don't have that collection... That frees up so much more money to where right now we're in a lull where there's not a lot of turtle stuff coming out to where that $300 might not look as bad because I'd have more, you know, expendable income.
That's fair. But I would even argue that, I'm just giving my argument for myself, but it's not even so much like the money that of it. It's just like the longevity of like, am I going to be really happy with this versus me taking this $300 and just buying like the next 5 or 6 or 7, you know, different like figures and stuff that come out, or 2 packs. What am I talking about? That's like 4 things now. But yeah, like it's true.
Like, would you rather have this, or would you rather have $300 worth of figures?
Right. And that's, I guess that's where I go to instantly of cost. Like we have the Mezco Turtles of $400. That's $100 more, and I'm getting 4 turtles.
I mean, yeah, mathematically, that's almost 10
I know
ultimate figures.
It's a weird comparison, but it is. Like, it's tough to justify that. That's why I think that's probably why the price is so off-putting to us. Not that it's not something that you would love to have. If it was free, I'd be like, cool, I'll take it. Hell yeah.
Well, of course. But, anyone would take it if it's free.
You hear that, NECA?
Shits on NECA on a regular basis and had an entire summer of Turtle Watch NECA Illuminati shit, and we're gonna get free shit from Randy.
We also buy enough NECA shit that even if it's like,
throw some
like,
in
we don't shit on them enough. Like, we buy enough. I mean, if I turn this to the side here, there's NECA's fine in this house.
I mean, I do have 7 Utrum bots.
Corey, how do you want to take an offhand guess how many NECA figures you have in your space right now?
It's a lot.
They're good.
It's would it be triple digits, you think?
Oh, I think that's a good question. But yes, if you count turtles and the movies predator. And
there's over 100 predators.
There's so many predators.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
There is a running gag on like every NECA Facebook group that turtle fans will buy anything, and I think NECA
that's true.
Yeah.
Because the NECA Facebook groups, they're like getting angry because it seems like they come out with so much turtle stuff and they're kind of sliding on all the other, like Predator. Definitely their Predator was a huge seller for them, and now they like don't come out with anything, even the things they've announced like years ago. They're like, where is the Pred Aliens and, you know, all this stuff that we were kind of promised so long ago, and it seems like it's just kind of gone by the wayside. I wonder if that has something to do with Disney though.
Yeah, they said it wasn't going to affect things, and it who knows. I mean, we did get a Prey figure. I'd be curious. I'm hoping we'll get Romulus figures, but you know, who knows. It took forever to get that Prey figure out, so
I don't think they even realized they were going to make it until that movie was like Busters.
Yeah. And maybe that was their own decision because they got burnt so bad on The Predator, which I still think those figures sold even if people didn't like the movie.
Not to me.
So Jamar brought up something interesting, though, about, you know, it could be worth it if you're into action figure photography. If only there were a magazine that could help you with that.
Oh my god, because like that was my cue, wasn't it?
That was.
But listen, hey, you know what, Jamar, going back 10 minutes, you are correct. And honestly, if you have an interest in toy photography, or you're looking to improve your camera skills, or simply looking for inspiration, you can also buy $1,000 turtle playset and then pick up Toytography magazine. And they'll have everything that you need to be able to photograph it and not wish that you had spent $1,000 elsewhere. There's in-depth interviews with skilled artists. There's tips for lighting, composition, and other areas of photography. Figure posing, which is awesome, and working with props, because a lot of people don't really properly know how to pose figures. They have an artist wall contest and more. The quarterly magazine is available digitally or in print, so it covers both bases. I go back and forth, which I like having, because I love having the convenience of everything on my tablet, but I also love a physical copy and could put it, like, you know, somewhere and be like, oh, I have all these magazines. So you could have both options. You could even do both if you want to. Visit their website at www.toytographymag.com. I don't know why I put the www in there, mostly because it was written there. I should have put the http://. I don't even know what that is anymore.
HTTPS. Has to be secure.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yep. Thank you, Nate. Link will be in the description below. You can still pre-order March's issue. It is quarterly, like you said. You can also go back and order all of the old issues along with it. I have mine on order. I'm waiting to get it. I'm excited, especially because it'll be the first issue that we are in. So,
yay!
On that note, let us know in the comments down below where you stand on this wonderful sewer layer. I'm sorry that we didn't have any graphics set up. I prepared graphics, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, I didn't have the new layout for all four of us set up with the graphics. So, it is what it is. Tonight was just all sorts of errors.
Just go to
the
website.
There was some microphone errors. There was some issues with the graphics. My light fell. Like, this episode's pretty much in the toilet anyway. So, listen in the comments below. I'm very curious to see, will you be picking it up, or if you are in the camp of this is outrageous.
If you are getting it, honestly, we want to hear from you. We don't want to, like, make fun of you or, like, you know, point at you and like, tell us why you're excited. Like, let us know. I'm down to be excited for you.
Yeah. Tell us why it's worth it.
Give me a reason.
Yeah. Normally this would be where we'd have some Patreon input, but due to some last minute topic changes, we don't have anything for that this week. In the meantime, though, if you enjoyed this video, you can like and subscribe. Helps us out and get you into toilet content in your feed. We've got Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at Modern Toy Fair. If you're a fan of the channel already, and if you're a fan of the channel and you'd like to help us out, you can head over to patreon.com/Modern Toy Fair. A bunch of different tiers of different rewards. Link in the description for a free trial down below. You can check out Jamar over on TikTok at Jamar_Games. Corey, would you like to let everyone know where they can find you?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Vile Consumption. This weekend, I will be in New Jersey hanging out with Brad Dourif, voice of...
Awesome.
He doesn't know it yet, but we are going to hang
doesn't
out.
Matter.
So it'll be fun. Monster Mania, Cherry Hill, so... if you're out that way, come on, stop by and say, hey, I know you. We can talk about action figures all day long. I love toys, probably more than horror, definitely. So would love to talk and hang out. And I might be drunk. I don't know.
Well, that is awesome. Unfortunately, they will need a time machine to do that because we record a week and a half in advance. So,
come see him at Horror Hound.
Yeah, come see me at Horror Hound. I'll be there. Just replace Monster Mania jersey with Cincinnati Horror Hound.
There you go. Nate, do you have anything for us this week?
I don't. I was ill-prepared. You did not send me anything to read, and therefore I cannot think on my own. So,
yes, this was a
.nate.com.
This was a very shit show dumpster fire of an episode.
It's what we call in the business a little loosey goosey.
It's a transitional phase of going from 3 to 4. It's definitely got a little bit of a learning curve. So on that note,
hopefully... we went from a thruple to a fruple.
Oh, that reminds me of.
Oh my god. Hopefully see you next week, same toy time, same Toy Fair channel. Thank you for watching.
To do it now.
All right, a huge thank you to our Patreon members. Is that what it is? Are they members or are they followers? Sukma Tank, Jason Miller, Kevin Hernandez, Aaron Samples, the 45th Lyric, Christopher, and last but not least, Boogeyman 13.